You told me about your husband.
Yeah, he had a box up in front that he put the best airs in, and he selected his seat as he gathered it.
Uh-huh. Then he was ill once, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's
he
my father.
Lay on bed.
It's my father.
Uh-huh.
And he was ill, and we shelled the seed corn. Had my mother go to the bin and pick it out, and then bring it, and he'd go over there. Those days, they nub the ears, you know, before they use it for seed corn. They take off the butt end of it and the front end of it, where the worms have been, where the worm dust has been, and they'd nub those. But the nicest corn I ever saw, this was my neighbor's. In the early days, he moved from Minnesota. That must have been in about 1893. My father was telling about, and he brought the seed corn along from Minnesota. And when they got here, the seed corn was lost. And all he had was the nubs that he took off the seed corn. He planted that. And my father said that was the nicest corn he ever saw grown. They planted the nubs. Mr. planted the nubs. Each end of the ear.
I bet he felt foolish.
Yeah.
Did he go back to planting nubs? Or?
No, he never went back to it. But then they said that was the nicest corn he ever had. Just happened to be a good year for corn.
Uh-huh.
And that's all he had for seed corn. He came down here from Minnesota. At Houston the other day, their church paper, I went to church with it. I thought this was real interesting. It was Grandma's recipe for washing. Of course, it's in silly language here, but it's just exactly like we always had to do.
Well, I saw this. Uh-huh.
That's exactly the way we did. We started the clothes out.
Mm-hmm. If wind is peered.
Yes.
You ever use the term peered?
Yes.
What does that mean? It's
well, we say peaked if they look ill or something.
Uh-huh.
She looks peaked. But peered, you know, when they look, well, peered. Wind, you know there's quite a little bit of wind.
Uh-huh.
But we talk about people being peered.
Uh-huh. That means they're mentally
wide awake. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Peered.
That's a good term. I like that one. You don't have to go through so much to get it all out. You
no.
Just say somebody's peered.
Or peaked. If they're ill, they don't look up to par.
Uh-huh.
You say they're peaked. And there isn't such a word as peaked, is there?
Yeah, I think so.
I haven't looked that up in the dictionary. And I was amused at that, and I read it. That's so true.
Make three piles, one pile white, one pile colored, one pile work breeches and rags.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Hung the rags out on the barbed wire fence.
Yeah.
That's just as true as it can be. That's the way we did. We washed it by hand on the washboard. But we was real glad to have a washboard. Now my husband's mother, in Germany, where she came from, they didn't have a washboard. They took their clothes to the river twice a year and washed. All the neighborhood women went to the river.
Huh.
And they would rub them this way.
Just with their knuckles on the...
Uh-huh, take the cloth up that way and rub them.
Oh, oh my.
Yeah, they didn't have any washboard at all.
And just twice a year?
Just twice a year. They had so many woolens, you know, it's cold there. Twice a year, well, they must have felt clean that day.
And uncomfortable. Oh, she's washed my clothes again.
I really think that they had that woolen underwear that they knitted, and I think they put them on on the first cold day and took them off the first warm day in spring.